This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. Came on our radar about 30 days ago. The name of the company is InnovaCore Inc. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol VMCS. And with us today is the CEO. She's going to bring us up to speed, Miss Sharon Hollis. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Hi, Everett. Thank you for inviting me here.
You know, in simple terms, if you would, what is InnovaCore and what do you guys do?
InnovaCore is a software development and implementation company, Everett, with a focus and expertise for software solutions specific to the healthcare sector, mainly for the purpose of enhancing business practices for providers and facilities. We also complement that with IT managed services to protect those assets and patient data.
You know, I was looking at your 8K and your 10Q, and it looks like you guys have some very exciting suites of software products that you have for the healthcare sector. That being said, there was a significant investment in them over the past few years prior to the acquisition of them. What are your plans, and how do you envision creating value from what you guys have?
Yes, we definitely own some excellent solutions, all of which have been fully developed and proven in the marketplace. Like any software, we consistently need to keep current with technology and features. And while we do that, we are applying our available resources on monetizing our electronic health records and our MedTuning product. We believe the EHR solution can compete with any alternative out there, and we already have customers using it in the behavioral health sector. We predict with minimal investment in the integration of a few additional features and a significant investment in sales and marketing, this product can generate meaningful revenue and profit for the company in the very near future. We are also looking at options to monetize MedTuning. That's our decision support solution for pharmacogenomics sector. Sales and marketing of these products will keep the team busy while we finalize a strategy to build our new product.
You know, you mentioned a new product, and I see a reference to a communication platform in your public disclosures. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, we are very excited about this. Our plan is to develop a social media network for professionals in the medical industry. There are so many areas of the healthcare industry that would benefit from peer-to-peer communication between professionals worldwide. The pandemic has highlighted that need, obviously. It sounds like an ambitious plan, and it is, but we will start with a platform to identify and join peers, and then we expect to expand it to include subscription services for added value to those users.
Can you give my listeners maybe an example of something that would generate a subscription fees from this new platform?
Mm-hmm. Everett, we have several modules that will create an opportunity for subscription fees, but the easiest example to talk about is probably the healthcare recruitment sector. It is an extremely hot area right now, with agencies and recruitment companies earning very significant fees to match employees with employers. We believe the market needs a solution that is much less expensive for all parties, but also more specific and efficient in matching those seeking work and those needing to hire. We envisage a subscription module on our platform, like the Uber app, but for relevant talent to specific opportunities.
The company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day Media is InnovaCore Inc. You can find them on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol VMCS. Sharon, before I let you go, what message would you like our listeners to take from the interview today?
I think we have an ambitious plan, but one we are confident can be delivered over the next 24 to 36 months. And we really look forward to reporting the steps we accomplish along the way.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I hope I didn't scare you off or anything like that. Hopefully you become a regular and come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Oh, thank you, Everett. Would love to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.